Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and we are joined now by David Bowling. He's a regional chief for the NTSB. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you coming in. And what do you do with the NTSB?
Well, I'm a senior air safety investigator. I've been doing it for about 19 years now. And I am also the regional chief of the NTSB's Office of Aviation Safety Central Region, which encompasses the territory of the central United States from the Great Plains through the Great Lakes states, including Wisconsin, down through the Midwest and into Texas, Louisiana. And we also cover accidents that occur in the Gulf of Mexico, the helicopter operations that support the oil industry down there.
That's a very large region. How many regions are there?
There are four regions, three in the continental United States, the Western Pacific region, which is headquartered out of Seattle, Washington, Central region, which is headquartered out of Denver, Colorado, and then the Eastern Atlantic region out of Ashburn, Virginia, and then you have the Alaskan region, which encompasses the state of Alaska. Their offices are located in Anchorage.
And David, while you're here this week at the EAA convention, what are your duties and what are your responsibilities, and what can the participants expect to hear from you?
Well, of course, I am helping with our efforts with the NTSB display over at the Federal Pavilion, and I'm also doing some presentations this week. I'll be doing a presentation tomorrow afternoon on amateur-built aircraft accident case studies. Some of the lessons that we've learned over the years through some of our investigations. But I'm also here because part of my staff is here. They pull what we call accident standby. And we keep an investigator on standby here just in case an accident would happen during the course of an air show or prior to some of the events. And that's so that we have a quick response to the situation. I was actually an investigator who pulled accident standby 15 years ago when we had a collision of a couple of Navy flight aircraft, a Corsair and a Bearcat, that actually happened on the runway here. And because we were here, it was easy for us to get out there and document the scene and clear the wreckage, get it out of the public eye, and ensure that the air show went on, you know, with minimal impact on the air show and on the, you know, and on the viewing public.
And David, of course, you address investigations across a broad range of aircraft, and here we are at the EAA where we have a lot of pilots interested in experimental home-built aircraft. What's your message to this segment of the industry? What would the NTSB like to share with the experimental aircraft builder?
Well, certainly we would like to pass on some of the lessons that we've learned through just our entire general aviation our experience with investigating general aviation accidents. With some of the seminars that we will be putting on this week, put an emphasis on accidents we've investigated, you know, involving experimental amateur-built aircraft. We want to basically pass along some of the lessons we've learned with regards to how aircraft are constructed and also how they're operated, you know, especially during the flight test periods. We're going to be looking at a lot of the focus this week we're going to have is going to be on inadvertent flight into weather conditions and operating in weather conditions and accidents that we have investigated involving aircraft that have, you know, encountered weather and it hasn't worked out too well for them.
Now, is that like instrument conditions, or are you talking thunderstorms, icing, all sorts of things?
Yes, we're covering the whole gambit. We're actually looking at, you know, accidents that have involved, of course, you know, extreme weather such as thunderstorms, but also just general inadvertent flight into instrument weather conditions where you have a pilot who may not be instrument certified, inadvertently flies into these conditions, and, you know, what do they do to get out of it? You know, if they do, you know, if they operate the aircraft successfully, are able to fly out of the conditions, you know, it's successful. But, you know, then you get into the whole issue of spatial disorientation. And we certainly you know, take a hard look at these kind of accidents and, you know, what the trends are. We try to take those lessons and present those, and we're gonna spend some time this week doing that. Many of the seminars and some of the information that we're providing at our display in the Federal Pavilion place an emphasis on that.
Now, are these instrument-rated pilots who accidentally, you know, who are just planning an IF or a VFR flight who happen to get an IFR? Are they mostly private pilots, not instrument-rated, who get into IFR scenarios and end up with problems?
Actually, we see the whole gambit. We see both. We see pilots who are not instrument-rated but inadvertently get into these kind of conditions. We've seen qualified instrument pilots, you know, that have experience, at least, you know, from what we find out during the course of our investigations, get into these situations, and accidents result.
Yeah, we're speaking with David Bowling from the NTSB, and if I can continue, Dave, what resources are available through the NTSB, maybe website or education materials for the experimental and general aviation pilot?
Well, certainly while we're here, if you come by our pavilion, we have a lot of brochures on basically the issues that we've looked at with general aviation safety, and we're offering those free to the public. So certainly come by and, you know, look at our display. We've got some great video of some of the accidents that we've done and some interviews that we've done of our investigators and some of their philosophies and lessons that they've learned that they're trying to pass along as well. We also have some of our reports, some of our recent studies that we've done with regards to general aviation that are there for the public's consumption, as well as most recently our special study that we did on agricultural aircraft accidents, which we spent a year gathering information on that through a course of almost 60 investigations that we conducted during that year, and learned a lot of lessons that we've passed along to the agricultural industry. In addition, you can visit our website, www.ntsb.gov, and you can use our aviation search feature and find just about any accident report, any investigation that we've done. We have that information there on our web. In addition, we have the dockets to those investigations, which is where you'll find the pictures, additional reports, the science that goes into accident investigation, and how we came up with how the board came up with their conclusions.
Our previous guest was a representative from the IMC Club, and I asked him a question, which I would like to ask you as well.
Sure.
In the popular press, there's some news about pilots becoming over-reliant on automation. And I'm just wondering if you think that's the case, or do you think there are benefits to automation and perhaps accidents are for some other cause?
Now, certainly automation has a major role, and we're seeing more and more, especially in the home build industry, you know, some very interesting technology that's out there with regards to moving map and, you know, glass cockpit displays, things like that. And we're also finding that some of the new pilots that are out there, this is what they're being trained in.
Sure.
You know, this is the instrumentation you're going to find in the newer, more modern commercial aircraft. Certainly, it seems to be that the trend is steering away from, you know, the traditional, what we called steam gauges back in the day when I learned to fly, to more of the electronic things that are out there. We are certainly interested in that. In fact, we changed... We had a proposal to change our regulations to have these glass anything that happens in a glass cockpit electronic display reported to the NTSB, so we could start tracking these particular instances and try to learn if there is a trend out there.
Instances of like equipment failure or instances of just overall, you know, breakdowns in usage of the instruments?
Well, primarily we're looking at equipment failure, you know, screen blankings, things like that, power interruptions. You know, those are the things we're looking at right now. As we, you know, and unfortunately I do not have those statistics in front of me, but as we start looking at investigations that involve more and more use of, you know, these electronic instrumentation type, you know, devices and displays, We're hopeful that we will gather, you know, the kind of information that will, you know, let us know if there are actually issues with regards to the training and the usage of these devices.
Very good.
So, again, we have been joined by David Bowling, Regional Chief of the NTSB. And we do appreciate you coming in today and sharing with us. And we look forward to talking to more of the NTSB representatives later in the week. You're listening to EAA Radio.